Sports named Sportsman of the Century has died.
Onvergetelijk waren zijn titelgevechten met Joe Frazier, The Fight of the Century in 1971, en de thriller in Manila in 1975, en met George Foreman, The Rumble in the Jungle in 1974.
He was once the most famous man in the world.
Ja, hij overleed gisteren, Muhammad Ali, volgens velen, inclusief hemzelf, de grootste aller tijden. In de ring was zijn snelle voetenwerk een handelsmerk, buiten de ring was dat zijn rappe tong. Ali was niet alleen bokser, hij was ook poëet en activist, streed voor gelijkheid. En we sluiten deze laatste top 5 voor de start van de sportzomer af met een eerbetoon aan Muhammad Ali.
For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators, I've tussled with a whale, I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock, I injured a stone, and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad, I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man, I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet. When George Foreman meets me, he'll pay his debt. I can drown a drink of water and kill a dead tree. Wait till you see Muhammad Ali.
He gave up all of his wealth and stature and fame for his principles, religious principles, and his sense of personal dignity.
And I always asked my mother, I said, Mother, how come is everything white? I said, why is Jesus white with blonde and blue eyes? Why is the Lord's Supper all white men? Angels are white, hope, and the Mary, and every, even the angels. I said, Mother, when we die, do we go to heaven? She said, naturally, we go to heaven. I said, well, what happened to all the black angels they took the pictures?
Imagine the bottom of the earth.